The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here, 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, planning for retirement. Ooh, that's a bugaboo. Some people are planning for retirement. Some people haven't planned. But I hope in the next 30 minutes or so, I share some great ideas to help you well on your way. So today's GPS for Your Finances, planning for retirement. Let's start off with pensions. It's not your father's retirement, so to speak, which is the title of one of my books. But pensions are disappearing. Now, in corporate America, I think of like my grandmother. She worked at Reader's Digest many, many years ago up in Pleasantville. And when she retired, she had a pension. And that was kind of like in the 70s and 80s, you worked for a telephone company, you'd have a pension. You worked for, in this case, Reader's Digest, you'd have a pension. Most companies had some type of pension, especially there if you're there for a long time. Now, again, there weren't glamorous pensions, but they were pensions nonetheless. Now, we're actually, if you look at pensions, there's only a few areas: government work, state work, local municipalities, school districts, some hospitals. Again, I said some hospitals, not all hospitals. So it's really tricky to try to find a company that's going to pay pensions. Most companies, even the big telephone companies that used to offer great pensions, have done away with them. And this is a trend that we keep seeing over and over again, that the companies have actually put more emphasis on you, the employee, to take care of your own retirement and savings for them, so to speak. But there is ways to combat that, because I think one of the best ways to kind of create your own pension is the use of a 401k plan or 403b plan, like, you know, payroll deduction a couple times a month, hopefully not so painful. Now, again, that's not going to give you a pension, but that will give you, hopefully over time, accumulation, some type of lump sum. And then with that, you can invest into something that gives you like a monthly dividend. So I think the best way in the year 2018 and beyond, if you're at a company that doesn't offer a pension, the best thing to do is considering as much as you can into your company's 401k and 403b plan. Now, I'm sure people say, of course, I'm doing that. Yeah, but are you really doing it? I mean, are you really maximizing it? Are you really putting as much money as you can to put away? Now, especially with companies match, it amazes me sometimes. I meet with people that said, oh, you know, my company doesn't have a match and therefore I'm not putting money away. What? Remember, any dollar that goes in, it's tax deductible. So let's say you made $50,000 and you were lucky to put $5,000 away last year, 2017. Well, guess what? The IRS is going to look at your income and say, really, your income's $45,000. The money then grows tax deferred, then comes out taxable. But one of the key ingredients of putting money away to 401k or 403b accounts is not only the match, we'll talk about the match in a second, but it's this tax deductibility that you have. Now, very few, especially this new tax reform bill that's come down the pike, you capped your property taxes at $10,000. You can no longer deduct equity lines. There's a whole bunch of goodies in there. They're not really goodies, but there's a whole bunch of things that are in there that you need to know about. But what survived, thankfully, there was talk about doing away with it or scaling it back a bit, are 401ks and 403bs. Now, 401ks that have a match, let's say they match 3% or 6%. Whatever they match, try really hard. Let's say you're married and one spouse doesn't have a match and you have a match. Do as much as you can for the spouse that has a match and maximize that. I mean, that's a great strategy. So what is a 401k, 403b? Well, again, I just described, of course, you probably have one already. It comes out a couple times each month. It comes out tax deductible, and you have a lot of different choices. Now, what's really interesting is see some people that on the other side of it, they come to me and say, oh, I'm retiring. I can't believe I have $1.1 million in a 401k plan. What? Well, they started 20 years ago. They've been putting money in. They put it towards growth. The reason why I say that, not so much to impress you that $1.1 million is out there in these retirement accounts, but they started a little bit at a time. Sometimes the hardest thing for people to understand is like, is this really going to make a difference? Come on, Ken. Putting $100 in a paycheck, $200 a paycheck, is that really going to make a difference? Well, ask the fellow or young lady of that $1.1 million in a 401k plan how that worked out for them. They also said, quite frankly, I knew I should be doing it. All the people told me I should be doing it. So I put some money aside. I had no idea I was going to grow to this. So both ways look at it. We look at it from the side where, wow, you've accumulated a lot of money. Now that could be your pension. And the other side of it is like, well, get started, put money away, and maybe you'll be that person with a big, big amount in your 401k plan. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here every Sunday morning right here, WHUD 100.7, and I host a GPS for your finances. And today's topic, planning for retirement. As I mentioned, very few companies offer pensions. Some entities do. And then the best next best thing for you to do is the use of 401ks and 403bs and so forth. And you know, people say, well, that's great, Ken, I get it, but I got three kids running around. It's very expensive. We live in an expensive area. We have high taxes. Yes. I agree. Like, I live here too. This is like the commercial. However, if you look through your expenses on a monthly basis, take it out. And by the way, if you look at a computer, sometimes it doesn't feel so official on the screen, but if you actually print out your statements, take a yellow marker, highlight some areas where maybe not make sense to have those expenses. Look, corporate America wants you to have reoccurring expenses because they make reoccurring revenue, right? So a company, you know, sells a service and they pay $120 a month, and what's that? No big deal. But if you're not using a service, it is a big deal because it adds up over time. So that company, you know, will love you to have your repeat business every month. But as a consumer, be careful with all these things they're paying on a monthly basis. Now, if you're using it, that's great. If you're not using it, not so good. I mean, I've heard cases of people paying for these cable boxes, like $15 a box, and they have like six of them around, which they're not even using. That's $90 a month. Add that up over 3, 4, 5 years. So I bet in almost everybody that's listening right now, if they comb through their credit cards, comb through different expenses, you can find some savings. Like, I came across someone who had three health clubs. Like, what? Well, one next to home, one next to work, one here. I said, well, how many do you go to? Well, I haven't really got to them. So, I mean, it's bad enough to have one fitness center that you're not using and paying for. Can you imagine having three of those? So I challenge you to look in there, look into your accounts once a month, take a highlighter, take a marker, you know, mark it up a little bit, and see what you're really using. If you're using it, keep it. One of the best investments is, quite frankly, a fitness center or a health center. If you're using it, it's a great investment for your health to be around a long time. So I'm not saying get rid of it, but certainly if you're not using that or other services that come on a monthly basis, find those savings and then take those savings. Say, wow, I went through this. You're right, Ken. I found $400 in savings. That's $4,800 a month. Over 10 years is $48,000. And if I got just 5% on that, that's over $60,000 on one little item you found on your credit card. So once you find that item, this example, $400, now go back to your 401k and say, you know what, let me split it up, $200 each pay period, each couple weeks. I've now taken something that was an expense, a reoccurring expense I wasn't using, and now I'm putting it into my retirement account. So that's the way. It's small, incremental. There's nothing you can really do that overnight you go from, gee, I can't retire to I can retire. It's a little bit at a time. Just like the example I gave, someone has a $1.1 million 401k. You know, it started with a balance of $100, then it was $200, and then $1,000, then $50,000, $100. It took time, and that's the best thing you have on your side when you put away for retirement accounts. We'll be right back after this break, right here on WHUD.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you for joining us so early this morning. And the early bird's going to get the worm, because if you get a pen and paper handy, I'm going to follow up on what Mike Bennett just said about my free book offer this morning. For the first 20 callers, we'll get my book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Your Retirement. So here's the number, 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. Now, it sells on Barnes & Noble. It sells on Amazon for $17.99. But the first 20 calls this morning, listen to this topic, today's topic, planning for your retirement. So today's topic, what a perfect companion to what we do here today and what we do every week right here on WHD and the GPS of your finances. So the best companion I can give you is the book for free. 845-371-0101. Now no one's at the office today, so please make sure you leave your phone number and your address. I wouldn't put someone there at Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'm not a meanie weenie, right? So call now. The first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. Life in Your Terms, a GPS guide to retirement. Now, right before the break, we spoke about ideas of how to save more money for retirement, because I hear all the time, "Kid, I can't do it. I got three kids." And yeah, a lot of expenses. We live in a very expensive area, high property taxes, high everything. Yet I do challenge everybody to look through their credit cards and try to find some of these reoccurring expenses that happen on a monthly basis they're not really using. The examples I gave was using a fitness center. Some people I found, or one person I found anyway, three different fitness centers. I wasn't using any of them. That's a very obvious one. But there's other services that we use. We don't use that often. That's maybe it's not worth a monthly fee. So we have to kind of evaluate what we're doing. Some things we do, we just, we sign up for, it's only $30 a month. Yeah. And then you don't use it. And over 5 years, do the math. I can't do the math that quick. It's about $1,800, quite a bit of money. So try to find, and then with those savings, go in and adjust your 401k and 401ks and 403bs. Because I said earlier, remember, pensions are disappearing. But then that means as an employee, we have to now provide for our retirement. So if you don't have a pension and you're not putting away money into a retirement account, I don't know what you're going to do. So if you have a pension, that is great. But I'm talking now for those who don't have a pension to be putting more money away to retirement accounts. If in fact you get a match, try to maximize that as much as you can. If you and your spouse have two different plans and one of you have a really great plan with a great match, try to load up on that one. Whatever you can do incrementally makes a big choice over time. As I mentioned before the break too, I've encountered people with big 401k plans, 600,000, 800,000, a million plus. But they all started small. They all started, like at $400 a month. But the compounding over time in many years makes it to this big lump sum, which then you can convert into something that makes a pension out of it. Now, one thing you'll know over and over again, as you retire and you see your friends retire, some people get bored. And I've noticed something that I wrote about in my book. It's called The Serial Retirement, meaning retire at 60, take some time off, a couple of years, and then unretire and do something else, then retire again. And no, it's not a straight line. Again, not your father's retirement, so to speak. It was back in the day where, at least for my grandmother, you retire at 60 because, unfortunately, back then, the life expectancy was only 66 or 70. So you really want to retire young or as young as you can. And we want to do that now. But I find a lot of people have retired, get kind of bored. One of my clients said to me one time, and I put in a book also, it's really interesting. He said, I was in a routine. I work and I was doing my thing, but I just didn't want to retire. That was my mantra. I just want to retire. Now I'm retired. I wake up and I feel it's like Groundhog Day. Remember the Groundhog Day? Bill Murray waking up to I Got You, Babe by Cher. He said it was kind of like that. Like every day I'd wake up and do the same mundane thing over and over again. I miss work. And I forget what he ended up doing. But he ended up doing something that he enjoyed. So this serial of retirement, it's something that I've seen. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. And today's topic, planning for retirement. I should also note, Monday through Friday, right here, 100.7, you'll hear the market report. I give the market report Monday through Friday at 8:25 a.m. Tell you what's happening. We're setting new records. Get kind of sound like a broken record these days of setting records. And then my colleague Bill Kugel around 5:15 drive time on the way back is also on giving the market report, the WHD Hudson Valley Index. So we enjoy doing that. And every Sunday right here in WHD at 6 a.m., we have a program called GPS for Your Finances. Today we're going deep into planning for retirement. And the serial retirement that I've noticed is very interesting because, as I mentioned, you may retire at 62. You may get kind of bored of what you do. And then go back to work again. Not that you have to, but realize it's not in a line of sand like it used to be. And that opens up and makes you a little bit more freer. It's like your second act. Like if you're a broker, it's your second act. The example I can give, I had a client that was an insurance adjuster, number cruncher, kind of boring thing, and he retired. On the side, he loves scuba diving, and he started teaching scuba lessons at the local Y. And he just did it really for an avocation, something he enjoys doing, sharing and so forth. Made very little money doing it. But his enthusiasm for scuba lessons and scuba and so forth, more and more people kept coming. And next thing, they started running classes, and then he had to hire more teachers of scuba. And then he started going off to these great shipwrecks and doing these wonderful things. And next thing, he's making a great income on something that he loves doing. I mean, that's the ultimate dream, isn't it? So here's someone who actually identifies as a serial retirer. Serial, meaning they retired, unretired. And his unretirement, so to speak, was going into something that he didn't think he was going to make money on. It was money was secondary, but something that I really enjoyed. So I say that to you because I think it's very important not to get stuck in that, okay, I read this magazine, I need that $4 million retirement based on this, based on inflation, based on, you're going to drive yourself crazy and you're going to stay, not going to go to sleep at night. But knowing that this, the serial retirement's possible for you or your spouse gives you some opportunities to make more income down the road, which is something that people don't even talk about. It's so funny. All our lives, you're in middle school, can't wait to get to high school. I can't wait to get my first boyfriend. Can't wait to get my first girlfriend. Can't wait to get my driver's license. Can't get, and then we start working and say, I can't wait to retire. I can't wait to retire. It's a mantra. We just keep telling ourselves, always like future thinking. And then we retire, we wake up one morning and say, what the heck do we do? I'm kind of bored now. I miss my friends. I miss my lunch buddies. Well, if you're listening, you're tuning in right here to GPS Your Finances. I'm Ken Mahoney, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. GPS Your Finances, today's topic, planning for retirement. Now, you just heard Mike Bennett give an offer of my book, and I'm going to wait a minute for you to get a pen and paper ready if you're driving, please, two hands on the wheel. And for the first 20 callers, talk about early bird gets the worm. This program airs at 6 a.m. every Sunday morning, but you're going to get a really good treat. This book sells on Amazon for $17.99, sells on Barnes & Noble, and you're going to get the book for free. So, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement. Here's the phone number, 845-371-0101. Again, an area code 845-371-0101. And again, I can only offer 20. Leave your name, your number. No one's at the office right now this early. But it is a perfect companion to the show that I do every Sunday morning. Everything that we cover here, we cover in a book. So some Sundays you can't join us. Sometimes you only get part of us. But I think the best companion to kind of be consistent in what we do here every Sunday morning is call for your free book. First 20 calls. That's all I can do is 20 today. Sorry. But first 20 callers at 845-371-0101. We'll get the book for free, no strings attached. Call, leave your number. Life in Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement. So proud that last year this was published and people really like it. So what were we talking before the break is this concept called serial retirement. And that is, you know, you retire at 62, may take a year off, help your son and daughter's business for a couple years, take another year off. It's staggered. It's not necessarily, again, very few people nowadays are retiring at 62 and not doing anything. Now, again, that includes volunteering. That includes, you know, doing some work, some light work. I know people sometimes, they work for big accounting firms. They retire and they do tax returns for five of their friends. You know, things like that where you feel like you're still giving back. They're still feeling fulfilled, still purposeful, and so forth. So in the second act, so to speak, it's really not about money. It's really secondary as money. The first part is something you enjoy doing, something you have a passion with. And I gave the example of one of our clients who was an insurance adjuster. He retired and got involved in scuba teaching and getting people certified and doing these dives and doing all these kind of cool things. And he's really enjoying it. And it's his second act. Now, one thing I put together called a GPS for retirement. And that's actually trademark because I really think it resonates. For a long time, gosh, I'm in this business almost 30 years. I've been writing a newsletter called the Smart Investor Newsletter, which is trying to make this complex financial world, make it simpler for you to take action. And in that thinking, I said, how else can I describe this financial gobbledygook? Most people are like, yeah, I would like to know more about this stuff, but oh my God, I really don't know projections. And you know what? I came up with something called GPS for your retirement. And the reason why is that we use a GPS every day, at least I do. I'm directionally impaired, okay? So I call her Mindy. Please, Mindy, get where I need to go. So a GPS, you put in your destination, right? Let's say you're going to a wedding, you put in your destination, and the GPS shows you how to get there. Now, sometimes this is rerouting, just like financial planning. But let's say your destination is, I need $5,000 a month when I retire. Okay, that's a destination. And then the GPS method shows you how to get there. It's something that we do in our office. And it's really cool because what happens, let's say 5,000 a month, but remember, there's something called inflation. So that's, let's say $60,000 a year you want in retirement. You know, 10 years after retirement, you're going to need more than $60,000 because each year, gosh, your property taxes go up a little bit, cable bills, cell phone bills, everything goes up a little bit. We see it all around us. So we do have to say, okay, so $5,000 a month, okay, so year two, maybe that goes up 2% after that. So we have to kind of see the impact on how expenses may increase over time. Hey, you may leave this area and downsize, and now you may have, you know, less expenses. Again, we're not sure, but certainly the goal of a GPS here is try to navigate, try to see where you are, whether you're on course or off course. And of course, you plug in what your Social Security looks like, net after taxes, if you have a pension, if you have a cost of living with that pension. Oh, by the way, recently, the Social Security did get a 2% cost of living adjustment. I don't always count on that. I mean, that's nice when it happens. We went a few years where there's no cost of living adjustment. So, but think about it. So you have one, visualize, you have one column that shows your expenses, you know, $50,000 or $60,000 a year and growing a little bit each year because of inflation. Next column is Social Security net after taxes. Because when you pay expenses, you know, apples and apples, you have to keep a net. So net after taxes, you have that. Let's say you have a pension. That'd be great. You fill that line in and say, oh, okay, now I have a shortfall. Now I need to take from investments. A lot of times when we do our projections, we only use investment returns of 4 or 5%. So wait a second. Market does 20% last year. I know, but you like you really use a small number and you're trying to estimate. And now with 30,000 feet, looking at this GPS, looking at your own GPS, now you can make better decisions about where to invest or whether you want to downsize or whether you want to right size, whether you want to retire earlier, if you have to retire later. A lot of people do a lot of planning, a lot of things without having this blueprint. Again, if you're going to build a home, of course, the analogy is, well, if you're going to build a home, you need to have a blueprint. Same thing. This is like a blueprint for your investments, a blueprint for your finances. We call it GPS method. Well, if you're just tuning in, welcome you. I'm glad you're joining us in the last segment here of the GPS for your finances. Planning for retirement is today's topic. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. We're with you here every Sunday morning at bright and early 6 a.m. We're with you having coffee and tea and eggs and toast and, well, unless you're driving, of course. Maybe one day you'll invite me over for your coffee and tea. If it's really good coffee, I like that. But we're here with you every Sunday morning, 6 a.m., 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, planning for retirement. Now, one thing we have to understand, there's a lot of different risks. And right away, people think putting money in the market, and that's a risk. And it is. You can, you know, we saw in 2008, you can lose half your money. So that's market risk. But there's also other risks that are out there too. One risk is called inflation risk. You know, not realizing that the impact of inflation over time, you know, can eat away at it, your borrowing power. So let's say you're used to spending $60,000 a year. My guess is if you still live in the same house, same area, you know, 10 years from now, that same being, so to speak, may be closer to $70,000 a year. And you need to find ways to keep up with the cost of inflation. So the different risks that we see is market risk, inflation risk, and also interest rate risk. You know, there's talk about rates on a rise this year. If rates go up, bond prices go down. So be careful not to have too much conservative bonds, because if interest rates go higher, bond prices go lower. So what we really need to do is have this asset allocation, which, you know, mixes in stocks, bonds, and cash based on your circumstances, based on your risk, based on a whole bunch of risk tolerance, based on a whole bunch of factors. And then from that point, maybe consider rebalancing. Now, lately, the market's been really hot, really hot. I mean, gosh, surpassing 1,000 almost every week, it seems. Here we are over 26,000. We were about a year ago around 20,000. So stocks are very hot. Stock funds are very hot. Typically, we do recommend stock funds or stock ETFs over individual stocks, especially if you're planning for retirement. Why? You have better diversification. It's a larger basket. Yeah, it'd be nice if you bought Apple 10 years ago. That will really help out your retirement. But what if you bought the wrong stock? And then it's going to be half the value and you're going to have half the retirement, so to speak. So be very mindful when it comes to your retirement planning. Of course, you've heard it over and over again, but you really do need to diversify. Okay, if you had a crystal ball, we could tell you what the market's doing. Yeah, that'd be a lot easier, but we don't know. There's always risk. There's always uncertainty. Why the market's going up by way of escalator, and escalate a little bit at a time, and it's looking great. We also know the opposite's true, that markets can go down by the way they're there, 3 or 4 stories at a time. Well, you've been great. I'm so glad you joined us. I hope you join us every Sunday morning. And in the meantime, if you want to get the book for free, call 845-371-0101. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.